الحمد لله، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى، أما بعد، دير برادرز اند سيسترز، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today new gathering, a new circle of knowledge on the subject of zakah, which is the third pillar in the order of the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, and it is the fourth in our classes. Zakah means in Arabic the increasement, the purification, the growth of wealth. That is zakah. But in the Sharia, it is special money that to be taken from a special amount of money, that special amount of money which is to be taken from a certain amount of money and given to a certain number of people, of certain quality of people. As in the hadith of Mu'ad ibn Jabal رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent him to Yemen to collect the zakah, and said to him, Ya Mu'ad, the first thing you call people to, the testimony of faith. And once they agree with you on that, then let them know that Allah Ta'ala has made it obligatory on them to pray 5 times a day. And if they agreed, they accepted that, then let them know that Allah Ta'ala made an obligation upon them to fast the month of Ramadan. As if they agree, then let them know that Allah Ta'ala made an obligation upon them that certain amount of money to be taken as charity from them and given to the poor ones of them. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 43, said, وَعَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, perform salah and give out zakah. And also in Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah 103, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا, take from their money or their wealth sadaqah, charity, that you purify and purify them with. And the evidences of obligation of zakah are many. Zakah is not to be upon everything, but certain things like grain and fruit, livestock, merchandise and stocks, gold and silver, precious metals or minerals, or the like, trousers, And each one has its own ruling, as we are going to see, inshallah. The conditions for the abrogation of zakah are five: Islam, freedom, reaching the nisab. Nisab is the amount that once you have, then you have to pay zakah. Once you own it, then you have to pay zakah. And the complete ownership of this wealth, and a complete year passing on the ownership of this wealth. So, as for the kinds of money to give zakah for, and the conditions, as well as the quality of people can take the car, this is what we are going to, inshallah, explain on Saturday. As today I feel very tired, so I don't want to pass any wrong information to you. Inshallah ta'ala, Saturday we're going to go through all this, and there we need you to either prepare your recorders or paper and pencil or pen, so you write down, because a lot of information that need to be memorized or at least registered or recorded. Inshallah ta'ala, this all would be on Saturday. Allahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Now, just a quick thing in regard to the دروس of Arabic, which is Arabic for all, for beginners, Arabic for beginners. But I noticed that there are no regular students. People are dealing with it like any other lectures. With all respect to everyone, I'm going to make it very strict. Only those who register and prescribe and the program are the ones who are going to be dealt with, and the rest who want to come and listen, up to them, but no certificates will be given to them. And no exams are going to be given to them. And I said this from the beginning. But I thought, and I assumed that all are so serious in seeking knowledge. But what I realized that some of us are not so serious. And that's why I keep asking, and no one of the respond answer. And this is not acceptable. So, the other thing is, I'm going, because many of you said that they don't have Arabic, they don't see Arabic, they don't this, they don't that. We brought the books that we are going to study, which is Ajrumiyya and Usul Taaza, from the website of Sheikh Uthaymeen. Brother Fatima would now, inshallah, put the link of that, so every one of you get to that website. It's for free downloading. Download the book, Al-Rumiyya, and Usul Thalatha. Those who cannot read Arabic, I cannot accept as a student class, but you can be as a listener, no problem. But as a student that I ask and I discuss things with and examine him or her and give him or her, this would be for those who already have Arabic for beginners. And those who cannot read Arabic in their webs or computers, they either see someone or we can they can give us their address, so we send to him or her or them the books through FedEx or like that, mailing company. Payment is going to be by you, the shipping fees, you're going to pay it. We are paying the books for free, you pay for fees. And now, please, those who are willing to be regular students in that class, contact Brother Abu Fatima on his pal name, PM him to say that you want and you want to register, and whether or not to have the books. We are going to declare the time and the day, the days, the time and the date of beginning this program, because this is very essential for Tulab al-Ilm so they can understand. Or send to the email with our L for all at Hotmail, or Abu Fatima at Hotmail. You are going to see them both now. You're going to see them both, L for all and Abu Fatima. So you send to either one, and inshallah ta'ala I'm going to send you the books for those who need the books. Those who can read Arabic in their computers, they can go to Uthaymeen website, which inshallah now puts for you on the screen, and then you download them from there. So we can be together following same thing. And this would be, inshallah, last of today. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.